I saw a boa about 60 yards away.
You let your dog off leash.
A wandering pet finds trouble.
I saw Mr. DeSeo kick at my dog.
His dog bit you, and your dog was seriously injured.
This furry family member is lucky to be alive.
You weren't a good mother.
No, he was an irresponsible dog owner. He has an aggressive dog.
It's much easier to blame somebody else than it is to blame yourself.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Holly Chiancola is suing Anthony D'Esso for vet bills after his dog attacked her Yorkie on the beach.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 552 on the calendar in the matter of Chiancola versus D'Esso.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Ms. Chiancola, would you describe to me, please, the kind of area this is? Is it a beach area or is it a camping area where you were with your dog on February, I think, 21st?
It was July 21st.
July 21st.
It was a public beach called Wingersheek Beach.
Okay. And do you go there and stay over or do you...
No.
You just spend the day?
You go there. It's a certain area of the beach that you really access by boat. And it's for residents. It's a beautiful spot. And
good. So you went there and you took your dog with you.
Mm-hmm.
And your dog was off. Give the dog to her. I need the dog. It's a cute little dog. When you were there, you let your dog off leash. And the dog went over to where the defendant was. Were you there with family? Were you there with...
Friends, Your Honor.
And you have a larger dog?
Yes.
Now, the plaintiff didn't see what happened because her dog was out of her sight.
Correct, Your Honor.
That's not correct.
I got the impression from reading your complaint that at the time that your dog was bitten, you didn't see it.
I did see it.
Okay. Now you can tell me what you saw.
Okay.
The dog is off leash.
Dog is off leash, which is allowed. I was sitting on a beach chair. He started, you know, running around the beach.
Who did?
Bo.
Your dog.
The dog did. He ran probably about 60 yards away, so I got up.
60.
Yep, I could see him. But I got up to walk over to see where he was, what was going on over there. It was a Friday, so it wasn't as busy
just
as usual.
Just tell me what you saw.
I saw Bo over there. I saw Guido.
Over where?
About 60 yards away from where our boat was anchored and my beach chair was. So I walked over. He was fine. I checked him. I looked around. Everything seemed perfectly fine, perfectly safe. I went back to my chair. I would keep looking over at him.
Just a second. You walk back to your chair, which means your back is towards the dog.
Correct.
Go ahead.
As I'm walking, back to my chair.
60 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
All of a sudden, I heard, "Get out of here." And I looked and I saw...
Just a second. So you didn't see, you heard, "Get out of here."
And I turned.
And you turned? You turned around.
No, I was sitting at my chair.
You just told me you turned around. You heard, "Get out of here," and you turned your head. That's what you just did. That's what you just did. So
yes.
You heard, "Get out of here," you turned your head, and?
I saw Mr. DeSeo kick at my dog, and when he put his leg out to kick at my dog, his dog jumped over a water bowl and bit my dog. I screamed, "Bo." My dog had already started running towards me.
Okay, so what you're telling me is, because what he's going to tell me is, which I read his, so some 60 yards away, and 60 yards is a substantial distance. 60 yards away, you heard him yell, "Get out of here." And what you said was, attempt to kick your dog, and your dog jumped over a water bowl.
Not my dog.
His dog.
His dog.
Dog jumped over a water bowl. That's what he says. He says your dog was where he was, I assume with his friends, and your puppies, sweet as the dog is, went over to try to take a drink out of his dog's water bowl.
It was not his dog's water bowl. It was a water bowl someone had put there for all the dogs.
Just a second. How far were you sitting away from the water bowl?
Within 10 feet.
Okay, and you're 60 yards away.
Well, I don't have an exact measurement. I'm guessing.
That's 60 yards away. That's a substantial distance away. And his dog bit yours. And your dog was seriously injured. And you want him to pay $4,000 for the bills. You have to have a better case. You have both dogs, two dogs. You have two dogs off leash. You have your dog basically in his territory. Not
no,
where you are.
No.
Well, you say no. I say if you're 60 yards away and he's 10 feet away, then your dog is in his area. If you're 60 yards away and he's 10 feet away from the dog bowl and he was close enough to what you say, try to kick your dog, then he's closer than you're 60 yards away.
Oh,
so your dog is 60 yards away from you, out of your control, and when a dog is out of... Don't put your hand up. I'm hearing what I'm hearing. I have a dog that size inside. I would not let my dogs be 60 yards away from me at all if there were other dogs around.
Well, I'm estimating the distance. I had a complete visual of him. He could hear me. I could see him at all times.
Do you know I don't believe you? I think that you think that. But when you went over to him to check out where he was, you turned around and were walking back to where your boat was and your beach chair. That means your back was towards the dog. If my dog was 60 yards away from me, I would pick up my dog and bring my dog within 10 feet of me. My dog can stay within 10 feet of me. But if you're in an area where dogs are allowed off leash and you have a little tiny dog like I have back there, I wouldn't let my dog be 60 yards away from me when there are other dogs, sometimes big ones. Because you never know what's going to happen. You think it's his fault? It's not his fault. It's
I
your
do.
Fault. You weren't a good mother.
I'll tell you why it's
you
his fault.
You weren't a good mother.
No. He yeah. was an irresponsible dog owner. He has an aggressive dog. His dog attacked a man just several months prior to attacking my dog. His dog, I don't have proof, but I was told also...
No. If you don't have proof...
All right.
If you... Listen to me.
Okay.
If you don't have proof... It doesn't exist.
This
is a court.
Okay.
This is a court. And what I'm telling you is, legally, you don't have a case against him. You assume the risk when you let your dog off leash and out of your control that something might happen. Listen to me carefully. If I had a 3-year-old child, I wouldn't let my 3-year-old child be 60 yards away from me and turn my back on that 3-year-old child to walk back to my boat and back to my beach chair. I would say, you know what? I want to be able to see you. I want to be able to touch you because there are a lot of people here that come with all kinds of dogs, big dogs, small dogs. So I'm going to be a responsible parent. I'm going to be a responsible parent and keep you close to me so that you're within my control. Now, I know that it's very difficult because your dog was injured and a great deal of pain and had to have surgeries and you had very expensive bills. And it's much easier to blame somebody else than it is to blame yourself. It's much easier to say it's his fault because his dog was aggressive. The truth of the matter is your dog wouldn't have had any interaction with his dog at all that day if you kept your dog within your control. That's your responsibility.
It is my responsibility.
That's right.
And
you
took him. I do take responsibility. My dog wears a life jacket on the boat. If it's busy...
I'm telling you, what you're doing now is telling me about something that is totally irrelevant to this case, that your dog wears a life jacket, put your hand down, wears a life jacket on the boat. Because you can't tell me anything different from what she just told me. She told me what she witnessed. She told me where she was. She told me that the dog was off leash. She told me that the dog was outside of her control. She told me that the dog was closer.
I did not tell you the dog was out of my control.
Was out of your control. When you turned your back on that dog, when it was according to you, you checked on it, and it was 60 yards away and walked back to the boat, back to the beach chair. It was not within your control and you couldn't see it, him or her.
The purpose of having a beach without a leash is so the dogs can roam and run and play.
I'm telling you, I have a dog back there that I would not let 60 yards away from me when I knew that there were other dogs in the area.
But that's not illegal.
I didn't say it was illegal.
Okay.
I said he's not responsible.
But this
I didn't say it was illegal, madam. You're not following what I'm saying.
You're saying I was irresponsible dog
owner. What I'm saying to you is he's not negligent. And just because his dog bit you doesn't mean he's responsible.
Well, he is negligent because he has a vicious dog. His dog has attacked other people. I had to go to dog court with the chief of police and the dog officers. His dog needs to be leashed at all times, muzzled when he leaves his property. He knew he
just
had an aggressive dog.
Just 1 second. If what you're telling me, Ms. Giancola, if what you're telling me is that prior to July 21st, 2017, he was under a court order to have his dog leashed and muzzled at all times, then I'll entertain your case. Just listen to me carefully.
Okay.
If you can show me that prior to the date of this incident, he was under a direction by a magistrate, by a local authority to keep his dog muzzled and leashed at all times when out with him, then you have a case.
I have documents here, but
just a second. Do you or don't you?
Not prior.
That's all I'm interested
in. But the bite was prior.
Just a second. That's all I'm interested in.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
One dog tries to go into another dog's food dish, there's a fight. One dog tries to go and get into a water dish that a big dog thinks is theirs, and you're supposed to be...
And don't do that on a public beach. You don't do that.
Oh, my goodness.
And later today...
Mr. Roman, did you ever go to Six Flags?
Not since I was like 13 years old.
How old are you now?
22.
Well, that's what he
thinks. I believe him.
He was forced just season passes.
I believe that he didn't go.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Holly Ciancola says a dog owned by Anthony D'Esso attacked her Yorkie on the beach.
Now, what you have to do as the owner of a small dog is be a good mother. And if you're at a dog park, if you're at a beach, if you're at a playground, and everybody is allowed to keep their dogs off leash, because that's what you told me. And if you have a small dog and you take your boat there and there are other people with larger dogs, if you have a small dog that can get hurt, I would keep my dog close to me. Now, you chose not to do that and your dog was injured. And I'm saying it to you one last time. It's much easier to blame somebody else for an injury that happens to your little dog or your little child. If a dog bites your little child, because you weren't watching carefully enough, that's your fault. The child suffers. But that's your fault because you weren't diligent enough. And what I'm telling you is, you weren't diligent enough with your dog, and it may have gotten away with it. It may have been okay, but the dog came across a dog that was territorial, perhaps.
Correct.
Perhaps larger, perhaps. Perhaps wanted a drink more than your dog wanted a drink. And was territorial about a bowl that it shouldn't have been territorial about. All possibilities, none of which would have made any difference if you kept your dog within 10 feet of you, not 60 yards. You have no case.
Yes,
against
I do.
You. No, you don't. You have no case. I'm telling you, you have no case.
Legally, my dog can be off leash. The law doesn't say I have to keep my dog within 10 feet. If it's busy...
Listen to me carefully. The law doesn't say that for him either.
He admitted it was his fault.
Listen. You shout out again, you're gone. On July 21st, his dog was allowed to be off leash. On July 21st, his dog did not have to be muzzled. His dog had the same rights as yours.
That's right.
That's absolutely right. And your dog went over there, and dogs are dogs. One dog tries to go into another dog's food dish, there's a fight. One dog tries to go and get into a water dish that a big dog thinks is theirs, and you're
supposed
to be...
And you don't do that on a public beach. You don't do that.
Oh, my goodness. Case is dismissed. We're done.
Thank you, Judge. Parties are excused. You may step out.
He has an aggressive dog.
I'm always aware of where he is, what he's doing.
It was horrible. There was blood everywhere. It was awful.
He didn't actually attack the dog. He had nipped him.
This dog has ruined it for a lot of people who have well-behaved dogs.
Well, I feel terrible about the situation, of course.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Roman versus Perez. Step forward.
22-year-old Nick Roman is suing his cousin, Joe Marie Perez, for the cost of Six Flags season tickets and for damaging his credit.
Mr. Roman, the defendant is your cousin. She has two children, and according to you, she owes you the balance of tickets that you allowed her to purchase on your credit card for Six Flags. For herself and her two children. Ms. Perez's defense is that she paid for her share of the tickets. You bought a ticket for yourself, and she doesn't owe you any money. When, Ms. Perez, did you purchase these tickets for you and your children?
June 12th.
And you asked Mr. Roman if you could use his credit card?
Yes.
Because you don't have one?
Yes.
And how much is an adult ticket for Six Flags?
Each is $140.
And how old are your children?
My children is 12 and 9.
Do they also have to pay $140?
Yes, with the food passes too.
$140 including food passes.
Yes.
Now, what is a food pass?
You got three meals. When you buy the season passes, you got three meals for each person that got a season pass.
Three meals in total?
No, three. So each season pass has three meals.
Okay. But a season pass means that you can go 365 days a year if you want to.
So yes, you get 365 meals for every time you go to Six Flags, three times a day, each season pass, daily. If you go today, you get three meals.
That's what I'm trying to understand. So you can go 365 days and eat three meals a day for all three people.
Yes, ma'am.
From the pass.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
Yeah. I have no idea.
I have no idea. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Unless what you're suggesting is your cousin who did you a favor also did somebody else a favor and gave them the debit card to use for Six Flags, this is your balance, yes. $687.
Well, I paid $445.
You didn't pay enough.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Nick Roman says his cousin, Joe Marie Perez, never paid in full for season passes to Six Flags. Nick claims her delinquency damaged his credit.
Now, so her ticket, if her tickets are $140 each, according to this machine, it's $420. Did you buy a ticket as well?
Absolutely not.
Not for yourself, not for anybody else?
Not for anybody.
He's wrong. He agreed of having a ticket with me. So it was four people, me and him.
You purchased the tickets. Do you want to show me where?
Yes, it was four season passes.
Let me see.
I don't have them with me.
You purchased the tickets, though, using his card.
Yes.
Do you have the receipt from your credit card company which shows
I have
how
bank
many
statements.
How many passes were purchased?
Yes.
I just want to see how many passes. Just make a circle so I don't have to look.
They're all highlighted for each month.
Well, you didn't buy them all at one time.
No, ma'am. It was payment plans each month.
I see.
I couldn't afford.
Mr. Roman, did you ever go to Six Flags?
Not since I was like 13 years old.
How old are you now?
22.
I want you to look at all of these charges. He never went to Six Flags. All of those charges are yours.
Yes, three charges.
Just take a look at the charges. It's highlighted in green. You don't have to study it. Are those all the charges, sir?
Those are all the charges.
That comes up to $445, Mr. Roman.
Yes, ma'am.
And?
And the complete amount in total, because that's what she paid me. That's everything that she paid me so far.
No,
$445.
I want to see what the tickets cost.
The tickets cost $1,132.
Mr. Roman.
I don't have a receipt exactly from Six Flags because it was just my billing card on there, you know.
Well,
I didn't have any information from Six Flags themselves.
Mr. Roman, I can't do this case without some information. Do you have a statement from anybody that tried to collect any additional money for you?
I do.
Well,
I'd like to see it. Associated Credit Services.
I'd like to see it.
Here you are. The 687 is the remaining balance from, if you add the 445, that was all the season passes altogether.
Was this the first notice that you received from them, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
You would have gotten something else before that she owed money.
I didn't get anything from...
I did pay him.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Go ahead.
I paid him $445.
I know, but Six Flags, listen to me, Six Flags filed a claim against him for the balance of $687.69. He didn't go to Six Flags.
Well, that's what he said.
I believe him.
It was four season passes.
I believe him. I believe that he didn't go. And unless what you're suggesting is your cousin who did you a favor also did somebody else a favor and gave them the debit card to use for Six Flags, this is your balance,
yes.
$687.
Well, I paid $445.
You didn't pay enough. Then you didn't pay enough. Does she have a boyfriend?
I believe so.
I'm a single mother.
That's not what I asked him.
No boyfriend.
I asked him if you had a boyfriend. Did she have the use of your debit card in order to buy tickets for Six Flags?
Yes, she did.
That's what she owes you, $687.69. We're done.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It's unfortunate that I had to do this to family, but, you know, business is business.
She's trying to scam me.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I was paying him every month, but I guess I wasn't.
She just stopped making payments.
There was proof of it that I did pay.
No more free rides for anybody. Anybody.
It's time to buy my own tickets.